Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Happy Monday, everybody. How you doing? Hope you had a great weekend. Back at it with you here on this 20th day of February of 2023. Kicking off the new week with Sports Talk. That's what we do around here. And we'll do it in the next hour. Spencer on Sports with you here as we kick off 4 hours of local programming on KGYM. 319-366-1600. Tucker text line wide open for you here on this Monday afternoon. Lots to get to. Plenty of college hoops discussion with you today. Busy weekend, getting closer and closer to the madness, which is to come in just a few short weeks. Here, we'll get the latest bracketology discussion from some of the people that are much smarter than I am, and specifically Jerry Palm from CBS Sports coming up later on in the program. Where does he think the Hawkeyes and Cyclones are going to be at least in his latest projection? We will talk about that later on in the program. Got lots to discuss on the Iowa State, you and I, Drake scene when it comes to basketball from the weekend. Couple ugly losses for both Iowa and Iowa State on the men's side. Some impressive wins for both the Iowa women and the Iowa State women. Drake men getting a big win. They, 9 in a row now for the Bulldogs as they continue to push for top seed in Arch Madness coming up. We'll talk about that and more coming up here in the first segment or two to start the program here today. Going to dive into the NBA All-Star game. If you enjoyed real basketball, that was not for you last night. It was just a look at us. We're the best players in the league and showing off dunking and three-point shooting and no, defense optional. In fact, one of the few instances of a player trying to play defense may have led them to get hurt. LeBron James leaving the game at halftime with a finger injury, a hand injury after trying to contest a shot. And by contest, I mean loosely contest a shot in that contest. We'll talk about that, reflect on some comments made by one of the coaches in the All-Star game, called it one of the worst games ever played. I don't know why. There's a lot of, we'll get into it, but there's a lot of surprise, I feel, going around that the All-Star game in any sport was not played at full speed. Not played at full interest level. I don't know why we're so surprised at that. We'll dive into that later on in the show. Also, XFL had a opening weekend this weekend. We'll touch on some of the highlights, including Lemon Gate, throwing lemons onto the field in D.C. last night. Did you see that? All because they wouldn't let him put the beer cup snake together? I mean, come on. What are we doing here? Let the fans put the beer snake together. What's so wrong with that? I don't know. There's stadium workers listening to this program like, well, I'll tell you what's wrong with it. It's fine. Just let the fans have their fun. That's all I'm saying. We'll dive into that. And yes, we'll cover college baseball as Iowa defeated the Indiana State Sycamores. Ha ha. Gotcha. You thought I was going to say it wrong again. If you missed the end of Friday's show, I said one thing wrong and the text line exploded. Called the Indiana State Sycamores a different nickname, and there must be a lot of Indiana State alums listening to the program that they're that quick to point out that I messed up their nickname. I remembered their nickname. Don't worry. Remembered some Sycamores, and we'll talk about that. A good weekend for Iowa baseball. Mixed results for Iowa softball. Iowa State softball having a pretty good weekend out in California as well. We'll touch on that later on in the program. 319-366-1600. Glad to be with you here on this Monday afternoon. As we get going here on this sunny and nice, feels like spring Monday afternoon. Sounds like the weather later on this week, especially toward the middle of the week, again, is going to be rather disgusting here in much of the Midwest, especially in eastern Iowa, but going to enjoy it while we have it here today. Let's start. I want to get the bad news out of the way so we can focus on the good here today. With what we saw last night in Evanston, Illinois, Boy, that went down the drain pretty quickly, did it not? If you're an Iowa fan, Iowa losing by 20 points last night to Northwestern, 80-60. Chris Murray, your leading scorer, with 14 points. Tony Perkins, 11. Philip Abracha, 10. And this trend that we've been seeing, and not every game, but this trend of inconsistency, I guess is the best way to put it, continues for this Iowa basketball team. They look really good in some of their key victories this season. You saw it, Thursday night, the win over Ohio State, 92-75, the big run to close out the first half and really, you know, keep the foot on the gas, pulling away in that second half, pushing the lead up to 20-plus. You saw it kind of in that game against Minnesota. I think it was, you know, the talent disparity played a big role in that. With Minnesota being down some key players, Iowa didn't play all that well, but still ended up winning by 12. They beat Illinois, beat Northwestern the first time, swept Rutgers, all solid games, all good games, but this trend of inconsistency continues, especially in the losses. You see them play so well against Ohio State and Illinois and Northwestern the first time, and against Michigan and Maryland and Indiana with that huge comeback in that. But then you see losses like the loss to TCU, where the shots aren't falling and they keep it somewhat respectable but still lose by double digits. The loss to Duke, again, another terrible three-point shooting night. Iowa losing 74-62 there. Obviously, the Eastern Illinois loss is a barren of itself, but that entire game against Nebraska, poor shooting, lack of offensive rhythm. They lose by 16 on the road at Nebraska. That was back before Nebraska went on this run that they've been on over the last several weeks, the last few games here for the Huskers. Bad first half, too big of a hole to dig out of. They lose to Penn State on the road. Bad second half causes a loss at Ohio State. Missed threes and missed free throws against Michigan State on the road. It costs the Hawkeyes a game, which they could have had. And again, those same kind of issues. And you got to give credit, obviously, to Northwestern for playing a good defensive game and playing the kind of pace that they wanted to play, keeping Iowa out of the offensive rhythm themselves and working on that on a defensive side for Northwestern. But shots weren't falling, no rhythm on offense. Defense had mistakes, leaving guys wide open for three-pointers that were consequential to help Northwestern keep the lead. And the Hawkeyes fall, and they lose by 20 points. Obviously, this game was well out of hand before the other piece of news that came from the game last night. The other storyline from the game that came last night was the ejection of Fran McCaffrey, double technical foul in the second half, arguing that the refs officials missed a 10-second call. The replay showed he had a point. Obviously, said what he had to say and said what he wanted to say and got his money's worth and got thrown out of the game. So we're having the conversation about officials again. We're having the conversation about Fran McCaffrey and demeanors, certain sections of not just the Iowa fan base, but Big Ten and college basketball folks in general are talking about that too. Kind of poking their fun at Fran McCaffrey. I think the game was well out of hand at that point, but kind of shows a little bit of a troubling trend is this inconsistent play in some of their losses and most of their losses, frankly, really just spells doom for this Iowa basketball team. And what was an opportunity to have a chance at second place in the Big Ten, moves into a three-way tie or four-way tie for fourth place in the Big Ten right now. Now, the good news is, and we'll get to the standings here, you're doing pretty well against the teams you're tied with if you're Iowa, but still troubling, especially in a game, a team you'd won 9 straight games against, a team that, was riding some momentum and is a very good basketball team. You beat them 86-70 just a few days back on your home floor. To not really put up that much of a fight at all in what was a very good road environment against a good team, but to not really put up all that much of a fight and look bad look bad doing it in a 20-point loss last night certainly is concerning. Iowa 9 of 29 from the floor in the first half. Three-point shooting in general, I could break it down first half, second half, was just absolutely atrocious last night. 2 of 17 from 3 in that first half. One of the two was the banked-in shot by Aaron Ulis as time expired in the first half. So if they don't make that, they're 1 of 18 from 3 in the first half. Wasn't much better in the second half, 1 of 7. And the total, 3 of 24. The three made three-pointers matched a season low for three-pointers. 12.5% from beyond the arc was a season low. Now, the shooting itself was better in the second half. Hawkeye shooting 56% from the floor in the second half, but really could not get the stops they needed on defense. So one key moment, especially in that second half, you thought, okay, maybe, you know, bad first half, flush it, get back out there, start making some shots, hope they start to fall, and, you know, play better defense and hope that something goes differently in the second half. You can make a comeback against a Northwestern team that has been playing really well of late. The one key moment, or one of the key moments you look at, was Iowa getting as close as 7 points in that second half with about 13 minutes and change left to play in that second half. 47 to 40, 7-point advantage. You're like, okay, you know, here you go. This is the point where they start to chip away. They keep chipping away. Maybe they get in front, and maybe it's a back and forth game down the stretch. Well, what happened right after that? That free throw was made by Chris Murray, make it a 7-point game. Brooks Barnheiser for Northwestern, he drained a 3-pointer, made it a 10-point game, and Iowa was never within single digits again. Northwestern, in fact, getting that lead up to 24 points in the second half. And like I said, you give a ton of credit for Northwestern. They're playing really good basketball. Chris Collins has this team, you know, on the path to making history. They are going to make the NCAA tournament. I say that with certainty now. we were kind of on the fence of, okay, are they going to make it? You know, they've had some good wins. They've had, you know, some, haven't had really bad losses, but some not so great losses in the stretch. But three straight wins, Purdue, Indiana, both teams ranked at the time, and Iowa, and you know, knocking off those two teams, winning all three of those at home. I think you could solidly say that Northwestern is in the NCAA tournament, but a game that meant a lot for Iowa, still right in front of you. It comes down to just poor shooting and not being able to get out of your own way, really, in that contest last night as they fall by 20 points to Northwestern. Fran McCaffrey speaking, spoke very briefly after the game, did not address the technical foul. The double technical, I should say, that was called on him that caused his ejection and removal from the game. Would not speak about it, said he couldn't speak about it, and neither could Patrick McCaffrey, who also got a technical foul last night. Fran McCaffrey talking about what went wrong last night against the Wildcats.
Yeah, they got going early with the three ball, and we couldn't answer with the one possession. I think we got four threes wide open, didn't make any of them. But, you know, I think, you know, we just have to learn from it and be ready for the next one.
Iowa, a big point of what went wrong last night as well. 15 turnovers total, 8 of them in the first half. Northwestern getting 14 points off of those turnovers. So you take away the offensive rhythm, take away the pace that you wanted to play at. Northwestern able to dictate the pace. You take away, you know, three-point shooting, as you heard Fran talk about there, getting a number of looks at three but not being able to find the bottom of the net, and take turnovers. And Northwestern getting points off those turnovers, recipe for disaster for this Iowa team as they suffer a loss, like I said, now back to a four-way tie for fourth. Purdue still atop the league after what happened this weekend. They bounced back as predicted with a big win, a big in margin win over Ohio State, who continues to be reeling toward the bottom of the Big Ten here. But you've got Purdue in first, Northwestern a game and a half back, Indiana a game back of Northwestern, And then that four-way tie, Iowa, Rutgers, Maryland, and Michigan, all sitting at 9-7, and all 3.5 back in the standings as we sit here with just a couple weeks left and most, what, 4 or 5 games left in the Big Ten season for all these schools. And, well, some jockeying for position still to be done. Iowa, the good news is they are currently 4-0 versus the teams they are tied with. They've swept Rutgers, beat them twice, once in Piscataway, once in Iowa City, beat Maryland once, the only meeting of the season with the Terps that was in Iowa City, and then beating Michigan once. That was the only meeting of the year, that overtime win in Iowa City back on January 12th. So, you hold the tiebreaker, the head-to-head tiebreaker, so still a possibility of a double bye, but, you know, the time really is now to start taking care of business if you're this Iowa basketball team. And, you know, a team coming up here Wednesday in Wisconsin that, you know, I think I've touched on them briefly this season. We've kind of been following the story arcs in the Big Ten. Team that seems to take one step forward and one step back. They've been doing that for quite a while now. Had suffered a lengthy stretch there where they only won one of their 7 games. That was toward much of January. Could not find a victory aside from a 3-point win over Penn State. They've had their moments over the last the last handful of contests. Their best quality win was probably Michigan, who they beat back on February 14th, last week Tuesday. But this past weekend, they dropped a 1-point affair at home to Rutgers. So they are beatable. I think Iowa is a better team than Wisconsin. However, can Iowa avoid what has plagued them in their losses, which is a poor shooting night? And you know, Kohl Center is still a tough place to play, regardless of the Badgers and how they are team-wise. Can Iowa go into Madison and get the win? That is the question, and that's something they're going to be looking to answer here, coming up here this Wednesday for an 8 o'clock start. Fran McCaffrey talking about how they move forward after a game certainly was disappointing last night. If you're Iowa, what do you look for? How do you move forward from this? And here was the coach's answer from last night.
We got a road game Wednesday against a really good team. We have to play better than we played today. So what we have to do is be mature and learn from it. Look at some clips, and then lock into Wisconsin.
Wisconsin on the season so far, they are 15-11, 7-9 in the Big Ten. So certainly, you know, you put records up against records, which is a bad thing to do, especially in a tough conference like the Big Ten. You're probably saying, well, that should be a win. Well, nothing's guaranteed in this league. Wisconsin playing everybody tough and, you know, they want to, you know, bury the lead. When you talk about that series, the Badgers did come into Carver Hawkeye and win in overtime back on December 11th. So they've beaten you once. They want to get that sweep. Border rivalry. They seem to alternate wins and losses. They have been since the start of February. So if that trend continues, they lost to Rutgers. What does that mean? Well, if we're continuing that trend, it's a win over Iowa. We'll see if that trend does continue. But Wisconsin, Jekyll and Hyde kind of team. Beat Penn State in overtime, fly out to Lincoln, get blown out in overtime by Nebraska, beat Michigan, and lose to Rutgers. That's been their MO here over the last several games, dating back to the first game of February, February 2nd, 65-60, a win over Ohio State. Do have a poll question for you, KGYMRadio.com. You can answer it there, courtesy of your friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Is Iowa's performance against Northwestern reason for concern, yes or no? You can vote at KGYMRadio.com, courtesy of Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Early leader in the clubhouse is no. We'll see if Iowa can turn it around and get back into the win column coming up Wednesday night. Again 8 o'clock. Tip-off time for that game on Wednesday. It's on Big Ten Network. Northwestern, meanwhile, too. Talk about this team playing some really good basketball here down the stretch. They've got some tough games coming up. 3 of their final 4 are on the road. They play at Illinois, at Maryland, at Rutgers. They do have a home game against Penn State coming up on the first day of March. But Northwestern, 20 wins, 11 wins in conference play. First time, I think, was it 1931 since they've won 11 games in conference play. So Coach Chris Collins certainly making some history in Evanston. And a great crowd, great atmosphere last night. Just wish you could have had a better game to enjoy, probably for both sides last night. If you're a Wildcats fan, you're perfectly okay with the result, but had the potential to be a pretty good game last night. Turned out to be not that, with a 20-point defeat at the hands of Northwestern for Iowa. 2:25, plenty more college hoops to get to. We'll look at the rest of the Big Ten. Look at what happened to Iowa State. They lose at Kansas State on the men's side. Couple good performances from the Iowa and Iowa State women's teams as well this weekend. We'll dive into those coming up here in just a bit. Spencer at Sports with you on a Monday right here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast, and we are going to have a mix of sun and clouds today and some nice mild conditions with temperatures in the 40s. As we head into tonight, the winds will turn in out of the north and it will be breezy. Temperatures will drop down into the teens behind a cold front. Tomorrow will be cooler as a result with temperatures in the 30s. We'll have clouds building in and the chance for snow mainly north of Highway 20. There'll be the chance for rain and a wintry mix on Wednesday. That's your latest Weather First forecast.
Welcome to Money Mondays with Farmers State Bank. FSB wants to supercharge your week, so grab your coffee and get ready for a financial jumpstart with these helpful Money Mondays tips from our experts at FSB.
We know you're not a banker, and your life is busy, but you need to take care of those finances too. Hi, I'm Jason Naber with FSB. Our personal bankers are here to help. You might be asking yourself, are all these credit cards I have affecting my credit, and would consolidating them be better for me? Well, what does financial wellness even look like to me? Well, we're happy to work with you and find the perfect products to work toward your financial goals.
Money Mondays, getting your week off and running with intelligent financial advice to help you get ready for what's next. Farmers State Bank, providing you with faster answers, stronger partnerships, and better banking solutions. Explore your future with FSB at myfsbonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One innocent click could lock down your entire network for ransom. Hackers are getting more and more devious, so teach your employees to check before they click. When you open an email, hover over the address to see where it's really coming from. If it doesn't match, is misspelled, or looks off in any way, delete it. Remember, any email could be a trick, so check before you click. This message presented by Network Computer Solutions. Download their complete Protect Your Network guide at ncsei.com.
Are you looking for a meaningful career with great benefits? Come join our team at the Anamosa State Penitentiary, located at 406 North High Street in Anamosa. Now offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus for correctional officers and RNs, $1,500 for LPNs. Bring your talent to Anamosa State Penitentiary during their job fairs every Tuesday and Thursday in February from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's every Tuesday and Thursday in February from 8 to 3. Walk-in interviews with possible on-the-spot hiring at the Anamosa State Penitentiary, where you can make a difference.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
2:28, back with you here on a Monday. It's Spencer at Sports as we kick off local programming here on KGYM. Four straight hours of sports talk is what we bring you here on the local side, 2 until 6 every weekday. Gym class on the way between 3 and 4. Todd Brommelkamp show on the way between 4 and 6. Talked to Iowa basketball to start the program today. Hawkeyes losing by 20 to Northwestern. Wisconsin up next. Iowa closing with Michigan State at home. Two more home games left for Iowa out of the four remaining. Michigan State and Nebraska are your two home games. A couple of road tests. Wisconsin, a test, all things go well, probably should pass. I think Iowa's a better team than Wisconsin. Now, Wisconsin did win, we talked about before, the first meeting back in December 11th, but teams have gone seemingly in different directions since then, back in December. Iowa and Wisconsin coming up Wednesday. Michigan State at home on Saturday, 11 a.m. on Saturday. Should be a solid crowd for that one. as the Spartans come to town, Iowa looks to get revenge against Michigan State for the loss in East Lansing back on the 26th of January. Indiana, speaking of games that have the potential to maybe not go well, considering how the game against the Hoosiers went in Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Boy, that ended Iowa's long losing streak, a three-game losing streak, back on January 5th. You know Mike Woodson and the Hoosiers have had that one circled for quite a while. That's coming up on the 28th, so a week from tomorrow, and then they'll close with Nebraska on March 5th. So two home games, two road games, evenly split. If you can win the home games, if you're Iowa, you're 11 wins in conference. If you can steal one, hey, you're at 12 wins, which is pretty solid considering this Big Ten this year. The Big Ten down from past years, but still a pretty solid league with all the parity you've seen this year. 12 wins certainly would be a good place to finish in conference play, considering where they started at 0-3 in conference after that loss to Penn State back on January 1st. Other Big Ten games here this weekend. Good one in Bloomington, Indiana, defending their home court, beating Illinois 71-68. Trace Jackson-Davis, big game, 26 points and 12 rebounds. Illinois getting 24-8 from Matthew Meyer. Terrence Shannon did not play, suffered a concussion against Penn State. Did not play against Indiana this weekend. Yet to see. Illinois does play tonight. They play Minnesota tonight, the makeup game from last week when Minnesota was dealing with COVID issues. Have to see if, or it's 2 weeks ago, actually. Have to see if Shannon does come back, but a big loss if he cannot go for the Illini. I mentioned Wisconsin losing to Rutgers 58-57. Cam Spencer with 22 in the one-point victory for the Scarlet Knights. Michigan and Michigan State, emotional pregame there as Michigan honored their rivals after the shooting at East Lansing last Monday. Michigan, though, winning the basketball game. Doug McDaniel with 18 points, Kobe Bufkin with 17 as the Spartans win by 12, or the Wolverines, excuse me, win by 12, 84-72. And then Minnesota did get Dawson Garcia, their best player, back. So they played Penn State tough, but still lost in the end. Jalen Pickett had 32 for the Nittany Lions and a 76-69 victory for Penn State. That was on Saturday. Other action from Sunday, Purdue, they were a little bit angry after losing back-to-back games, and they took it out on Ohio State, 82-55 in West Lafayette. Eighth straight loss for the Buckeyes. Zach Edey with 26-11. In the win for the Boilermakers. And then, how about those Huskers beating Maryland in overtime, 70-66. Derek Walker with 23. Kisei Tominaga with 20 points in the overtime win for Nebraska. As they playing some pretty good ball down the stretch here. They've won three in a row, back to 500 overall, still three games below 500 in conference at 7-10. Don't want to be playing Nebraska right now. They are playing some good basketball down the stretch here. That is for sure. On to the Big 12 here, and another tough second half. Saw this in back-to-back Saturdays for Iowa State. Lost to Oklahoma State last week at home, and now losing on the road at Kansas State on Saturday, falling 61-55. Iowa State with a halftime lead, 31-23, outscored by the Wildcats 38-24 in the second half. And boy, it just went ice cold to the Cyclones in that second half. 7 of 32. 7 of 32 from the floor, 2 of 14 from three in the second half. 15 turnovers all told in the game. Kansas State with 19 points off of those 15 turnovers in the loss for the Cyclones as they split the season series with K-State. Jazz Kuntz leading the way with 15. For Iowa State, Marquise Noel with 20 for the Wildcats in that victory over Iowa State. Cyclones now 8-6 in the Big 12, 17-9 overall. Another opportunity, a team, again, you've beaten once if you're Iowa State. Certainly would like to get the sweep considering the storylines with, you know, Tyrese Hunter and Cyclones, Texas, and would like to, you know, certainly get that sweep if you can. Chances are, you know, maybe you don't. I don't know how it's going to play out. I think it's going to be a good one tomorrow night as they head into Texas. The Longhorns now tied for first in the Big 12 with Kansas kind of playing out how we expected it to be playing out here in the Big 12 here. But Texas at 10-4, Iowa State dropping back to a tie with Kansas State now 8-6, two games out of first here. Cyclones 17-9. Overall. And again, that game at Texas is tomorrow night at 8. We'll coverage tomorrow at 7 right here on KGYM. Big games this weekend in the Big 12. Kansas, huge second half of the Jayhawks. One of those games where switched to a different game at halftime because Kansas was down 45-32. Turn it back on, you're like, wait, what happened in this game? Baylor outscored Baylor 55-26. In that second half, as they won in Lawrence 87-71, Jalen Wilson 21-13 in the win for the Jayhawks. Texas escaping Oklahoma 85-83 in overtime. TCU hitting the century mark, beating Oklahoma State 100-75 this weekend. And then how about Texas Tech? Texas Tech out of the basement in the Big 12. That now belongs to Oklahoma. Texas Tech 4-10 now in league play. After beating West Virginia 78-72. Another impressive win for the Drake Bulldog men this weekend. They beat Belmont 70-56. Ninth straight win for Drake there. They will host Illinois State coming up on Wednesday. UNI, Panthers breaking a losing streak as they beat Missouri State 69-66. Even now in the MVC for UNI at 9-9. They will head to Carbondale to take on Southern Illinois coming up on Wednesday. Had one upset in the top 25 this weekend. That was number 10, Tennessee. They lose to Kentucky, trying to play themselves in. Are those Wildcats? Kentucky winning 66-54. Number 1, Alabama, who, of course, lost to Tennessee last week, absolutely obliterating Georgia over the weekend, 108-59, 54 points in each half for the Crimson Tide. Was not enough to save their number 1 ranking. The latest AP poll has Bama dropping down a spot to number 2. Houston, now your number 1 team. Again, 48 first place votes on the men's side. Alabama got 7. Kansas also getting 7 to be ranked number 3 in the country here in the AP poll. UCLA staying steady at 4. Purdue dropping a couple spots to 5. Virginia, Arizona, Texas, Baylor, and Marquette all rounding out the top 10. Iowa State still in the poll. They fell 4 spots to number 23 in the country as part of this week's AP Top 25. And yes, Northwestern is ranked. 3 straight wins, beating Purdue, Indiana, and Iowa, gets the Cats into the poll. They are number 21 in this week's AP Men's Top 25. Quick turn to the women's side here. Some big games, big performances from both Iowa and Iowa State this weekend. Starting with the Hawkeyes, the Iowa women, another big game for Caitlin Clark. Huskers never led. They did tie the game in the first half, but Iowa with a 9-2 run took a 7-point advantage into halftime, pushing that lead up to 29 in the fourth quarter as they beat Nebraska by 20, 80-60. On Saturday, Caitlin Clark with 30 points, 5 rebounds, and 8 assists. Monica Sonato with 20 points and 7 rebounds. The third Hawkeye in double figures this weekend was Kate Martin with 10 points and 6 assists in the win for Iowa over Nebraska, the 8th in a row for the Hawkeyes over the Cornhuskers. Head coach Lisa Bluter talking about being able to carry momentum. Took care of business in the 2 games that you probably should have won. Not guaranteed wins, but games that were probably going to be easier than the 2 games that are in front of them here. How do you carry the momentum from the win over Nebraska into 2 games against top 10 competition this week?
We always focus on just the next game at hand. And, you know, we know we have a hard stretch to end playing 2 road games and then hosting Indiana. But we're just focusing on 1 game at a time. But we had to, you know, this one was just as important as the next one. And, you know, this win was just, we really focused on this game and this win. And now it just builds momentum, I think, for the next one.
Lisa Bluter post-game after the victory for the Hawkeyes over the Huskers. Iowa moving up a spot in this week's women's poll. They are now number 6, their opponent tomorrow night, number 7, Maryland. So two top 10 teams battling it out tomorrow night on BTN. Maryland up a spot this week to 7th. Iowa will close their regular season, number 7, Maryland, on the road tomorrow. And then number 2, Indiana, coming to Carver Hawkeye Arena on Sunday. Indiana, for the first time this season, getting a first-place vote. South Carolina, not a unanimous number 1 this week. They got 27 of the 28 votes. Indiana, who's 26-1, just clinched a share of the Big Ten regular season title this weekend with their win over Purdue yesterday. Hoosiers now are still at number 2, but did get a first-place vote in the preseason poll. Hawkeyes and Terrapins tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Of course, Iowa won the first meeting with the Terps in Iowa City here in the regular season. They'll go for the season sweep against Brent Freeze and the Terrapins coming up tomorrow night on BTN. And what a game in Ames Saturday evening. Double overtime. Iowa State beating Baylor 81-77, getting a little revenge over the Bears. Iowa State winning in double overtime on the women's side on Saturday. Ashley Jones with 27 and 11. In fact, all 5 starters in double figures for Coach Bill Fenley and his squad. Lexi Donarski chipping in 16. Danae Fritz with 12 and 7. Emily Ryan with 10 points, 11 rebounds, and 5 assists as well. And Nymir Du with 10 and 7 as well. Cyclones outscoring Baylor 10-6 in the second overtime to help them pull out that victory. They will take on, the Cyclones will, Oklahoma State. Wednesday night tip-off set for 6:30 p.m. Cyclones in this week's poll, they're up 2 spots in the AP women's poll. Now 17-7 overall. They are 20th in the country here for this week in the AP Top 25. And one other note from the women's side of things, some good news for the Hawkeye women's basketball team for next year. Announcing, getting 2 big returnees, 2 players using their 6th year of eligibility for next year. Senior guard Kate Martin announcing she is going to return to the women's basketball team next year using her extra year of eligibility granted as part of the COVID-19 pandemic. Also getting Gabby Marshall back. Hawkeyes will be getting her back for the season next year. So Kate Martin, Gabby Marshall coming back. Lisa Bluter revealing at her press conference earlier today. A lot of questions about McKenna Warnock. Will she be back? It sounds like she is not going to return for another season. She is pursuing the rest of her degree. Lisa Bluter saying earlier today that Warnock is going into dental school. So we'll be choosing to focus on that. But Gabby Marshall and Kate Martin both back for Coach Lisa Bluter next season for the 2023-24 season. Some good news there for next year. Whew, a lot of college hoops to get to, and I think we got through it all here today. Still some more hoops to talk about. We got NBA, a little XFL, and we'll update you on the world of college baseball and softball all before this show is over. That and more on the other side of this timeout. Spencer on Sports is right here on the Gym.
Sweetness is in the air. Sweethearts, sweet treats. And now Imon is offering the sweetest deal of the year on their fastest reliable fiber internet service. Sign up with Imon and get free internet service for 2 full months. That's right. Iowa's most reliable internet, 1 all-in monthly price, 2 full months free. All backed by the sweetest local customer support available. The best deal of the year is only available until February 26th. So give Imon a try today and enjoy 2 full months of internet free. Visit go.imon.net/radio to make the switch to Imon. New residential customers only. Other restrictions apply.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Get the last roof you'll ever need. Steel Roofing offers the best wind resistance, superior hail resistance, and can be ordered cut to your length. It installs fast and is the choice of more and more homeowners in the Midwest. Choose from 25 beautiful colors in-store or online and get 11% off. Good through February 26th. Savings are mail and rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Count
Count on the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your vehicle and budget. Get maximum cooling system performance for 10 years or 300,000 miles with Peak Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant. Now just $6.99 after mail-in rebate. Plus, get 2x O Rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Limit supply. See store for details.
Okay, Julie, have you made your decision?
Oh, wow, I have. This was a tough choice. I had such a great time with Brad, but I am gonna have to pick Geico.
Interesting.
Geico is just, sorry, I'm getting emotional. Been by my side, you know, for so long with great customer service.
I thought we had something, Julie.
I'm sorry, Brad. Geico is just always there for me whenever I need them.
It's an insurance company.
No, it's an insurance partner, Brad.
For the choice you can always rely on, go to geico.com.
Back at 2:45 on the program, Spencer at Sports with you for another 15 minutes or so. 319-366-1600. Evan pointing out another error. I feel like this is pardon the interruption, where like Tony Reale would come in and point out all the things you got wrong. Except you guys and gals out there are, hey, you moron, you said something wrong. Thank you, Evan. Appreciate it. If I was not clear, the game Saturday for Iowa State was in Waco. The game in Ames 2 weeks prior, Baylor won. Cyclones return the favor on their opponent's home court. 81-77 in double overtime. So trading wins, not necessarily a bad thing. Better than getting swept by Baylor in the season series. Two straight wins over some tough competition for the Cyclone women. Some manageable games coming up. Two road games, two home games. Oklahoma State, TCU, Kansas, and Texas Tech on the docket for Coach Bill Fenley and the squad. And again, we'll have that Oklahoma State game for you coming up Wednesday night, 6 p.m., the pregame right here on KGYM. Turning to the NBA, if you liked actual basketball, if you like actual basketball, probably had a tough time watching that game last night. I watched a good chunk of it. There were exciting moments, some highlight reel dunks, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown going at each other, teammates on different teams, Team Giannis versus Team LeBron. Other than that, I mean, I don't know what people were expecting. It's an all-star game. Players don't want to get hurt, seriously hurt, so they're not gonna go full bore in the game last night. In the end, Team Giannis victorious over Team LeBron, 184 to 175. Jason Tatum, your All-Star Game MVP, set the record for most points scored in the All-Star Game. 55 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists last night. He was 10 of 18 from 3. Just the guys were launching threes. Damian Lillard launched at, you know, half-court shot. It was kind of frustrating at the end of the game because they had to play to the target score, and they got, it was like 182, wasn't that the target score last night? They needed like one basket to win, and all the Team Giannis guys kept just launching long threes. Like, what are you doing? I know it's not exciting to go in for the easy layup to win the game, but I mean, come on. Like, you need any basket wins you the game, and just, I don't know. It's the All-Star game. If you're expecting high-level Game 7 of the Finals competitiveness, I don't know what to tell you, but entertaining for those who like a lot of points scored and highlight reel dunks and some entertaining moments. Luka and Ja going back and forth. Luka was mic'd up. So it is what it is for the All-Star game last night. Jaylen Brown, I mentioned him, 35-14 for Team LeBron in the loss. All-Star game, All-Star weekend is behind us. And now we resume the regular season coming up on Thursday. An old good chunk of eyes. Mine were on the Rising Stars contest on Friday night, the Jordan Rising Stars Showcase. Cousin involved, one of our very own.
Here's Nembhard dribbling inside the arc, outside to Murray. Sidestep three for the win. Got it! Team Powell wins 40-25. Keegan Murray with the game-winning three.
ESPN's Mark Kestisher there. That was Keegan Murray's only points of the Rising Stars Challenge. Rising Stars Showcase on Friday night. That three-pointer helped Team Powell coached by Pau Gasol, win the opening round game in the Jordan Rising Stars Friday in Salt Lake City. His teammate on Team Pau, Jose Alvarado of the New Orleans Pelicans, had quite the night. 13 points in the semifinal, five more, including the game winner in the championship, which was played to 25. So despite the not, you know, a huge point total for Keegan, still pretty cool to see him on the floor with some of the league's best young stars in that. Speaking of best young stars, the G League had its next up game yesterday in Salt Lake City. And, well, very fitting that the team captained by Luka Garza, you know, he won the MVP of the next up game, his team winning 178-162 over Team Scoot, which was captained by Scoot Henderson, one of the top prospects in NBA circles here. His name probably be called coming up here in June in the NBA draft. But Team Luka winning. Luka Garza himself, 23 points and 8 rebounds in the contest in that next up game. Tyler Cook, another former Hawkeye, was part of it as well. He scored 12 points, had 7 rebounds, a perfect 6-for-6 from the floor as he played for Team Scoot in the G League's next up game this weekend. So some highlights there as well. It's a quick check of the NBA. We'll dive a little bit more into some of the things. Get to it on the show tomorrow. Got a little bit more time tomorrow. But dive into the controversy surrounding load management. We'll talk about that on the show tomorrow as we get a little bit more time. But do want to touch on the XFL and some college baseball. It's on the way after this here on KGYM.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-901-3322. 800-901-3322. 800-901-3322.
Yeah, just like that, we're back at 2:52, wrapping up the show here on a Monday. Back tomorrow, of course, at 2 with the latest sports headlines. We'll preview that Iowa women's basketball game at Maryland tomorrow night. Should be another great matchup between those two squads. We'll talk about that on the show tomorrow, plus anything else happening in the sports world. We'll talk about it here on KGYM. XFL, did you check it out over the weekend? It was not my, you know, number one choice on the screen, but I found myself, especially during the like 45 minute halftime of the NBA All-Star game last night, checking out the DC versus Seattle game with the beer snake gate. The fans had, trying to get the longest beer snake with the beer cups in the stands. Security said, not doing it. And fans decided to protest by throwing lemons onto the field. Halting play in the XFL. First time I've seen that. There's a first time for everything. DC ended up winning the game 22-18. There's always a tie to Iowa. We know that. And there was a tie in that game. Bear fans, you might recognize the name Michael Joseph. He was a defensive back on your practice squad for the last handful of seasons. Well, he plays for DC now. He went to the University of Dubuque. And he had two picks last night, including a pick six that came just a few minutes after the lemons were thrown onto the field. So a lemon-fueled pick six for Michael Joseph last night as DC won 22-18. We can't really remember them as – you can't play the remember some guys card, but really interesting time to be alive when Ben DiNucci throws a touchdown pass to Josh Gordon. Never – I mean – What parallel universe is this right now when you see those two teams hooking up, those two players, DiNucci and Gordon on Seattle in that game last night. St. Louis, the Battlehawks, who winner over San Antonio. Former Iowa State Cyclone Hakeem Butler caught a touchdown pass in that one. Landon Akers, Cedar Rapids native on San Antonio, 7 catches for 35 yards in that one. Saturday, Arlington with Bob Stoops and Jonathan Hayes at the helm, beating Las Vegas 22-20. And probably the worst game of the weekend, Houston beating Orlando 33-12. Former first-rounder Paxton Lynch. Remember Paxton Lynch? Did not look all that sharp in the loss for Orlando. XFL, you got Thursday night XFL. Feel the excitement. St. Louis and Seattle this week. That is the Thursday night affair in the XFL this week. May get into that later on in the week. College baseball, good weekend for the Iowa baseball team. Got a walk-off grand slam to beat the Indiana State Sycamores on Friday, 6-2 in 11 innings. Then swept Quinnipiac 7-1 and 10-0. So a 3-0 start for Coach Rick Heller and his squad. They return to action this week Friday, playing in Round Rock, Texas. Some high-level competition there. I think LSU is on the schedule, Kansas State as well. Hawkeyes will play Sam Houston State coming up on Friday. Iowa softball going 2-2 in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. They beat NC State on Friday. Also won over Syracuse to start the day Saturday, and then lost to NC State in 8 innings on Saturday and lost to Syracuse on Sunday. Iowa State softball also in action out in California. 4-1 at the Fresno State Kickoff Classic. Only loss was Saturday to Seattle University, but picked up wins over UIC. Fresno State beat Seattle and also beat Idaho State in the battle of ISUs. Iowa State versus Idaho State. Which ISU will reign supreme, at least on the softball diamond? It was the Cyclones of Iowa State University on Sunday to close out that softball match this weekend. 319-366-1600. Remind you of a poll question at KGYMradio.com. Has to do with the Iowa basketball team and their loss to Northwestern. 20-point loss to the Wildcats last night. Is their performance against Northwestern reason for concern? Yes or no? 4 games left in the regular season. In your mind, is it reason for concern? Yes or no? You can vote at KGYMradio.com, courtesy of our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Highway 1 West in Iowa City. Steve Anderson and his crew doing a great job in Iowa City. You can vote on that poll question, and I'm sure more discussion will be had about those games from the weekend coming up on both the Gym Class and the Todd Brommel Camp Show here on KGYM. Have a great rest of your Monday. Enjoy the beautiful weather out there. That's what I'm going to do in just a few moments after I turn off this microphone. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 here in the gym.